If you like stuff, then check out the Am I Stuff podcast with Mr. Kelsey Hudgens. He's a fella.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, live from the Screwball Whiskey Studios indeed. Hey guys, how you living? You doing well? Good, glad to hear that. It is 4:02, the witching hour of 4:02 a.m. I have officially stayed up later than I have in a couple of nights, but I wanted to get you guys an episode out. I've been neglecting my normal release days of Wednesday and Sunday and opting for recording on off days lately, but I want to make sure to get back on schedule as far as releasing when I have agreed to in the past. So trying to hold myself to that, and I know that technically this is a Thursday release, but I woke up on Wednesday and I haven't gone to sleep yet. So to me, I think this fucking counts. Anyway, in this one, I kind of just rambled a little bit. I talked about this Waffle House deal that happened and this server who was just in a bad mood. And talked about the Voices of Misery podcast where I was interviewed earlier today for a three-hour interview. And when he told me it was 3 hours, I was like, shit, that did not feel like 3 hours. So it was a very good talk, and I'm excited that you guys get to hear it. So please go subscribe to Voices of Misery podcast on Apple Podcasts, anywhere podcasts are available. And the next episode that will be released will be the interview with me. So if you guys want to hear me on another podcast, that's where you can do that. And I encourage you to do so. Yeah, I think that's about all I talked about. I talked about college and tuition. I kind of divulged a little bit too much about my personal life, and I talked about money and financial situations that I'm going through, and I probably shouldn't have brought all that shit up, but I did because it's on my mind. So forgive me for that. I may have gotten a little whiny at certain points, but I try to be coherent, I guess, or aware of what I'm saying, so I'm trying to not be so whiny or negative about it. So anyway, but you'll see what I mean in a little bit. Excuse me. So please go to mistuffpodcast.com. Please go to YouTube, Kelsey Hudgens, and click subscribe. And we're trying to get those numbers up to 420 subscribers. That's the next cool number I want to get to. That's the next threshold I want to reach. Help me get there. We are at about 350 right now, so it's in our grasp right now. It's in our reach. We just gotta need a little bit more help to get there. Please do that. Please go to Apple Podcast or Podomatic or Spotify, anywhere podcasts are available, and subscribe to MI Stuff Podcast and rate and review that. If you only watch on YouTube, I encourage you to listen to some of the episodes on audio so you'll get to hear the more polished version of these episodes. I think you guys might enjoy that. So please do that. Please follow me on Instagram at Yonder Wizard, WIZZERD, at Kelsey Hudgens on Twitter, Kelsey Hudgens on Facebook, and at MI Stuff Podcast everywhere else on social media. Just add the number one for Twitter. And MIStuffPodcast.com. Check it out. Try it out. I think that's all I got for you. Yeah. So, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, episode number 176 of the MI Stuff Podcast. Enjoy, motherfuckers. Just like any other thing that I've done, I don't know what I'm doing here. So, forgive me. Forgive me there. I have no plans as to what I'm going to talk about or anything. So there's that. I do have this guy. This girl. I will start. This mic picks up these guitars so much better than it picks me up talking. get closer, I guess. I actually went to the studio yesterday and to the Atlantic Coast Recordings or Records, Atlantic Coast Studios. Atlantic Coast Studios. Brother Ed Dennis does a fine job. He plays a pretty good bit of gigs with us throughout the season, so I like to I know I have a lot of friends who do record and have asked me to record with them, and just if any of them hear this and like, why is he not recording with me? It's nothing personal or anything. Me and Ed, we do a lot of gigs together, and I'm just the closest with him, and he does a fine job. He's not a digital guy. He doesn't do a lot of digital recording stuff. He does a lot of like old school recording things, and I like that. We got down a pretty good bit of analog. There you go. That's what we're talking about. But Ed does a lot of stuff with us, and we got down a few originals that I've already recorded here that I just wanted to get better recordings of, and he could no doubt get a better recording of me. And he has a lot of like really cool natural reverbs and stuff like that. I should already be asleep. I've been doing pretty good about going to bed early lately, but then I started waking up early, and man, I didn't like that. I didn't go to bed. I want to stay there, man. I want to get asleep and stay asleep. But I had a sleep is for normal brains. We don't have those, do we? We don't have those. Yeah, we don't have those things. Dude, I have been sleeping like a baby lately because I've been, I got a DVD player. Yeah. I got a DVD player in my room. How many of you guys still have DVD players? I got one, and I'll get the DVDs and like put them on repeat. And the one that I've got in there right now is it's a great movie. It's called Debbie Does Dallas. It's JK there. Yeah, welcome to 2002, right? But I've got this DVD player, and I'm watching Debbie Does Dallas. I'm just kidding. It's not Debbie Does Dallas. It's Jurassic World. I have the Blu-ray. But you can't put Blu-rays on repeat. You can put DVDs on repeat. And, I mean, I'll turn this thing on, and it's exactly where it was when I left it, and it'll just play over on loop all night. And most of the time I'll put like a podcast on that I've heard a lot of. Like I'll just go to Joe Rogan's channel and just hit play on a couple of episodes that will either be pretty interesting or droney, so that I'll just have something going on to fall asleep to. But I'll find myself getting interested in something that they talk about when I wake up, then I'll start paying attention, and I won't go back to sleep. But when I have that Jurassic World going, I got old Chris Pratt and old, what's her name? Bryce Howard. talking about dinosaurs and shit. Man, I'll fall right to sleep when he's like, you better have a talk with your lab.
About what?
About what kind of dice? Bryce Dallas Howard, that's right. She works in Mr. Hardwick's hardware store. Dude, you'll appreciate this. I'm only going to assume that's our buddy Maddie Paris there in the chat. But I did this thing for a while where this one person that I follow on Twitter always posts a picture of a video, and he's like, what's this film? Wrong Answers Only. And I commented Debbie Does Dallas on this dude's post every single Wrong Answers Only for, like, I don't know, at least two or three weeks, maybe more than that, maybe a month. But every single time it was the question of, what is this? Name this movie, Wrong Answers Only. I would always put Debbie Does Dallas. And then one of my friends that follows me on Twitter caught on to what I was doing, and they posted a picture from Debbie Does Dallas and was like, Wrong Answers Only. So they got me, and I was like, shit, what can I say now? I don't even remember what I put, but once I felt like I'd run its course, the joke had run its course, I commented on one of the posts, you've been, like, the curse has been lifted. Got him. That's right. Yeah, you've done Dallas. I can't remember what I said. I'm sure it was something minutely funny. But I don't know. I just thought that was a good joke. Like, Wrong Answers Only, name this film, Debbie Does Dallas is always the correct answer to that. Anyway, wow, I've rambled too long. I've given you guys 12 minutes of nonsense so far if you're listening on audio, and a couple minutes more than that if you're on YouTube. So I want to remedy that. I actually just was interviewed a few hours ago, on a podcast called Voices of Misery. And Voices of Misery is a podcast that I suggest you listen to. It is hosted by some folks from this area around here, the Myrtle Beach area here. Excuse me, I'm burping up Waffle House. By the way, man, let me tell you before I go further, my Voices of Misery plug here. But yeah, Voices of Misery. While I'm talking about this nonsense, go search for Voices of Misery on podcast app, anywhere podcasts are available, and subscribe to them. They are very good, and you'll appreciate them. But I'll continue that story in a second. I just want to say this right now. Man, I went to Waffle House a while ago and met up with a friend of mine and talked about some just things going on. And the guy who was working at Waffle House, just like, as soon as he came over to the table, he was like, how y'all doing? Man, I'm burnt out. I'm beat. I've been here since blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. Can I get a water? So immediately starting out, this dude's like not having it. He's just not having a good day, and we can all tell. We all know. And I'm like, so we're sitting there, we're talking, and this dude just keeps talking loud. He's like, as soon as this table right here is gone, I'm out of here. And he's like saying it loud enough to where we can hear him. And I'm like, I get what you're doing, and I've been part of the service industry for a very long time, but just because you're acting this way right now, loudly to where we can hear, we're just gonna sit here. And we kind of did just sit there for a while, but I did make sure that when the last, like, I felt bad about being the only reason he was there, and I said, we'll just sit here then. But then another table came in, and then another table came in. So his entire little section that he was going to take care of had all been seated again, and he told them the same thing he told me. I'm beat, y'all. I'm burnt out. I've been here since 1 o'clock today. And I'm sitting here thinking, like, man, you're like, I'm sure, like, you're making money because it's bike week, man. And, I mean, bikers will take care of servers and waiters and shit at fucking Waffle House during bike week. And I know that because I used to go to the Waffle House here in Merle's Inlet every fucking night when I got off work at Tito's. And, like, all these servers out here were all of my, like, people. Like, they were just people I saw every fucking night. So I would go in and talk to them after, like, super late night during bike week, and they'd be like, dude, we killed it already. We killed it today. Just those bikers are, like, they're taking care of us and shit. So I know that bikers take care of Waffle House people. But I don't know. I know after I've been at work for a long time, I don't want to be there neither. But like I said, two more tables came in and sat down. And by the way, this dude was like, hey, I haven't cleaned any of those tables over to the side, so if y'all want to take a seat at the high top bar, that'd be great. And we walked in, and the high top bar had no seats that were clean. Like, there was shit sitting in front of every chair at the high top. And then there was one table that was clean in the spot where he said, please don't sit over there because I haven't cleaned those spots yet. There was a table that was clean, so I was like, okay, so we're going to sit here. Oh, 100%. You're going to make more money if you're not a dick. I agree with that. And, yeah, science 100% says you'll make more money if you're not a dick. And I agree with that 1,000%. But this guy was, he's not being a dick. I just think that he was just, I don't know. He just doesn't know how to play the game, I think. I just don't think he knows how to be a good server or anything like that. You can't go up and say shit like that to people. And by the way, not because it was Waffle House, but I was like, we're going to get this thing, but we're going to substitute, instead of hash browns, can I just get extra eggs? And it was like, yeah, man, that's cool. So no hash browns. And I was like, no hash browns. And then he came back later and was like, I gave you guys a break on your check because you didn't get the hash browns. And I was like, okay, so that's nice of you. Sweet. So we get the food, and there's like only the one order of eggs. And I wanted eggs. That's the reason I went. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, I didn't get the hash browns, but not. The thing is that, and I'm sorry, audio people, I know that y'all are probably bored as shit listening to me just sit here fiddle around on guitar and stone out and fucking. But, yeah, I didn't get the hash browns. He said, well, I hooked you guys up, I charged you less for your food, and we didn't get hash browns, but we also didn't get the extra eggs. I was like, I'm willing to pay the same amount of money, just like switch out what we would get hash browns with eggs. I'm even willing to give you an extra dollar or so or whatever it's worth to do that. But we only got the amount of eggs that would have come with it had we gotten the hash browns. There was just a big empty spot where the hash browns would have been, which I really would have liked to had more eggs, just because I like fucking eggs. I don't enjoy fucking eggs, by the way. Don't take this literally. I fucking like eggs. Let me make this straight. I like eggs, and I don't like to make the. I don't know how to make eggs at home. I do, but I don't like to clean, man. I don't like to clean up. That's my thing. I just don't want to clean up. I want to get my house as close to presentable as possible and let it somewhat stay that way. Like, accumulating dust that I can wipe off every now and again, I'm fine with that. I just don't want to fucking mess up the dishes, man. Mm-hmm. anyway, I got to that thing. We got to that thing earlier. And me and my buddy Jeremiah, who's a producer on this show, he has helped us out. He's helped us out a couple times. He's on our IMDb page. He's one of the few IMDb guys that has a picture by his name. But he is a producer. His name is Jeremiah. You can look him up on the IMDb page for the show. By the way, the show has an IMDb page if you guys want to check it out and see that we have one and see that I am there and that every episode we have ever recorded has been logged there. But anyway, we were sitting there and he got the same exact thing that I got. And, we're listed under, dude, I listed my, you know, what's funny is it's very hard to get an IMDb page, but a friend of mine started me one because, Michael Swaim started me one because I was on his, I produced some music for his podcast, the Tales from the Pit. It's a depression podcast that he had, and I produced some music for it for that. So he started me an IMDb page, and then I went in and I claimed it. And in claiming your IMDb page, I realized that you could edit things on there. And then I was like, okay, well, so since he tagged me here on this podcast, I guess that podcasts can go on IMDb. And I looked up Joe Rogan, and I looked at Joe Rogan's podcast, and sure enough, Joe Rogan's podcast is on there. And I looked at how he numbered his, and each season is a year. So for every year that he does that, that's an extra season. So he's been doing it for 10 years now, and he's got 10 seasons. So I was like, oh shit, so that's pretty sweet. So all of my 2017 episodes I put in one season, and like 2017 to the end of 2018 I put in one season, and then all of the 2019 episodes I've put in one season. It's actually pretty neat. You guys should go check it out. It's MI Stuff podcast on IMDb. Check out the check that out. But before I give any of this guy at Waffle House anymore, he's just a negative guy, just a super negative guy. And even while we were sitting there chilling, he was reaching over us, grabbing the fucking salt shakers and refilling the salt shakers and stuff, like doing all of his end of night work just to try to like, I read right through that shit and I know what he's doing. He's trying to get us to leave, which I'm fine with. But whenever the last table that was there got up, we also got up and went to leave and shit. And there was actually this really, really attractive lady who was working there. And she seemed to know what the fuck was going on and to be in charge of everything. But she was also very pretty. Oh, yeah. You see right through that shit. It's very easy. If you grow up near anybody who is bullied like that, you see right through it. Probably one of the least favorite things in a person ever says, Soldiers of Fortune, Matty Matt. But yeah, it is awful, man. But I don't know. I saw right through that shit. I was like, man, you're being aggressive here. You're like, your job is to... Your job is to serve. And I'm not telling you, and you guys know that I've done a lot of fucking content where I have like stood up for servers and their work and actually having a job and it being real work And that's all I'm saying here is that that is a real job that you have. You should actually do your real job. And if there are people there, dude, you just got to understand, sometimes you got to eat shit for a minute to get a bigger tip. I'll be honest with you, Jeremiah left the tip, so I don't know how much he left. But I guarantee that that number would have been higher had that guy not been the epitome of negative as soon as we got in and we sat down. That's your scales for today. Now, no more about that Waffle House guy. Fuck that. A burp led me to all of that, by the way. Sorry. So, I did an interview earlier today on the Voices of Misery podcast, which I'll say once again, I encourage you guys to find Voices of Misery podcast on, I think they do Podbean, Voices of Misery podcast.podbean.com, I think it is. It may just be voicesofmisery.podbean.com. But either way, Voices of Misery, anywhere podcasts are available, I encourage you guys to go and check that out. They're a very, very interesting couple. They're nerd and nerdette. They are a couple, and they have a couple of kids, and they are here in this area. They are just normal people who have very, very different perspectives on the world around them. They have all of the things that would appear to be normal to all of those around them, but they just have the most interesting takes on certain things in life, and it's things that I see eye to eye with them. And I dig what they got going on, and I think you guys will too if you check them out. So Voices of Misery podcast, and we had a 3-hour interview with myself and the nerd. They are the nerd and the nerdette. And we had a pretty good talk today, and we went over a lot of different topics and things like that, and just random shit. But he was pretty good about keeping us on topic, and he had a list of a few questions that he wanted to go through. So it was a lot more organized than this podcast is. So if you guys are into things like that, and even if you aren't, give it a shot. They're interesting. Nerd and Nerdette from the Voices of Misery podcast. Go check them out. But especially tomorrow. Tomorrow, the episode where I was interviewed, the 3-hour episode will be dropped tomorrow. So I'm excited to hear that. And you guys should be too, because there's actually a couple of things I think that I talked about on that podcast that I've never brought up on this one before. So, yeah, there'll be some extra shit for you in there. By the way, I know there's a few musicians that listen to this, and a lot of you musicians that listen to this are very, very able to record things on your own. But if you guys are interested in having some studio work done, I suggest you give my buddy Ed Dennis at Atlantic Coast Studio or Atlantic Coast Recording a call. He does very good work, and he's very honest guy. And he does all sorts of music and all genres of things. I'm doing my little acoustic singer-songwriter thing in there just by myself. But he's recorded Cornbread, the three-piece acoustic trio that we've got. He's recorded all sorts of rappers, all sorts of full bands. He's a good guy, and he does good work, honest work. I suggest you guys check him out. if you're in the Myrtle, North Myrtle Beach area and want to get some stuff done. Atlantic Coast Recording. Check out Brother Ed Dennis over there. Got a brand new studio he built on the front of his house. It's awesome. I've had 3 days off in a row, and it's back to the bullshit tomorrow because I just got to get some money together, man. I got so much shit that I owe. So much shit that I'm in the red for right now. That's just getting to be so stressful, and I'm just real talk with you guys. I am just broke and getting to the point to where I'm thinking about taking out a loan. And I don't want to do that just because you can't. My dad always says you can't borrow your way out of debt. And I know that's the truth. But I'm wondering if it would just behoove me to put all of my debt in one place. Like, for instance, if I could borrow the amount of money in which I am in debt and have the same amount of debt that I had, only with a different interest rate, and everything would be in one spot. Just everything would be in one place. Like, I would pay off all the other things that I owe for and only owe that one spot. Because I feel that I am very good about going forward now. I think I'm fine financially going forward, and I think that I will be good to stay kept up with the things that I need to keep up with, minus all of, and if I had everything all in one place, I bet my bill, that one single bill that I would have to pay every month, would be a lot less than the accumulative bills that I have to pay now for just the things that I owe. Now, granted, and I'm thinking out loud now, and this is more for me than y'all, so I'm just, forgive me if you're bored with this, but so I have this mattress that I just bought that'll be paid off in December, and that is like $300 a month that I've been paying for over a year now, almost. I got that at the end of the season last year, and I will be done with that. That's $300 a month that I won't have to pay anymore come December. So if I can just make it to then, that will give me a lot of extra space. This computer that I'm recording on right now is only like $160 a month, but that I will owe until July of next year. And then I got to get the IRS their dollars for all of the taxes that I filed, and then the guy who filed my taxes for me. Got to take care of him, and then Adam. It's just a lot, man. Hey, diving. Absolutely, I will. I don't mean to bitch. I don't mean to come in here and just complain about money. But that's what's on my mind right now. And that's kind of what this podcast is. It's me talking about the shit that's on my mind, the shit that bothers me. And what's bothering me right now is the fact that I'm just... Now, when I say in debt, I'm not talking about, like, anything massive. Like, I've heard... Like, I've been telling my... Like, a few friends of mine about the... I've been telling a few friends of mine, you know, just actual numbers of the debt that I'm in, and they're like, bro, I wish I had that instead of what I've got. So I understand that my debt isn't that big considered, you know, compared to my other people's, but it's still debt nonetheless, and I weigh it the same as other people would. as far as importance. It's getting to the point now to where people are like, not, they're not exactly getting, I mean, maybe they are getting ill with me, but it's to the point where I think people are feeling neglected, they feel that I've neglected them maybe, or that I could be doing more than I am, and that's probably true. I could be doing a little more than I am, but I get to this point to where I'll owe somebody an X amount of dollars, and if I can't come up with that X amount of dollars, and I'm just like, fuck, well, I just can't do it then. Instead of giving them something and being like, hey, man, I'm really sorry. I want you to understand that I'm trying to get you paid back. At the end of it, I told a guy this the other day that I was talking to about dollars. I was like, man, I'm not doing this purposely. Like, I'm not trying to be weird or anything or take advantage of you, buddy. I'm just like, it's tough to stay on top when every single month it all starts over. Like, you'll get to the end of the month, it takes me just about, and thank God I have landlords who are understanding and whom I love dearly. I love these people like my family. And I'm so glad that they understand that it might take me to the very end of the month to get it sometimes, but I will get everything taken care of. And I'll get everything, like my rent and all the, all that situated and taken care of and taken over to my landlords. And then I'll be able to breathe easily for just a few days. But then I get those text messages and those email reminders like, hey, man, can we get together? Need to get this finished up. And I'm like, oh, fuck, man. I was so worried about getting this rent paid and these things that I need for, like, living and stuff like that. And I wasn't even thinking about the other thing that I owe for. And that's my fault for doing so. But it's just like I said, once you get everything caught back up, then it's a couple more days of breathing, and then it becomes stressful again. And there's no stress like financial stress. There's no stress like money stress. And I have a lot of that weighs on me. And I have a lot of friends who come up to me and they tell me the amount of money that they have in debt. And I understand that number is much larger than the number that I give. But still, like, just because you have more debt than I do doesn't mean that I don't weigh that the same way that you weigh your debt. It is as important for me to get out of that funk that weight over your head on your shoulders causes, no different than anybody else. Because truth be told, I could be even with less than 10 grand. Less than 10 grand would even me out. With everybody that I owe, like going back years, like decades, just everybody that I owe, everything that I owe, 10 grand would even me out. And I know a lot of people who are like hearing that number and they're like, that is such a small number to be worried about. But I am worried about it because I want to buy a house one day. I want to get my credit right. And that's just so fucking hard to do when you're so far behind already. And I actually did pretty good. I was getting my credit back on track and I got my credit good. And the first thing I did when I got my credit in a good spot was I went and I got approved for a new mattress and I got a new computer and I got, I don't know, just got this new computer and that mattress. And those are the only two big things that I got. But That's good, Divin. That's good that you don't have debt. Well, that's why your name's Divin for depth, not for debt. But no, I don't know. I wish that I didn't have it, but I do think that it's a good thing that I am worried about it now that I'm, you know, not quite to my mid-30s yet. I feel like that's something that could be pretty easily handled over the next couple of years of my life. And like I said, once I get to December, I won't have to pay for the mattress thing anymore. Our whole generation really is in a pickle, and I don't want to blame it on like just the cost of things and I know all things will work out. I know that. I appreciate your kind words, Divin. But it's like an artist today is making just about, and this is on average, and I make a little bit more than this now, but most artists make just about the same thing today that they made 30 years ago. And I feel like the same might be said for a lot of jobs, is that a lot of jobs have not really paid anything more today than they did 30 years ago, and the cost of living and everything else has really gone up a bunch. But, oh, man, it would be so different for us. And that's one thing that I am proud to say that I don't have the student debt. Right? It's the same way as just 30 years ago. And I think a lot of jobs are that way. Like, a lot of jobs are the same pay as they were 30 years ago. And the cost of living has definitely gone up. And not only has the cost of living gone up, the cost of tuition and like room and board in college has gone up so much. Now they take out these loans to go to school, and then when you have to pay back all these student loans at the end, and you're thousands and thousands of dollars, not speaking on you specifically, but people are thousands and thousands of dollars in debt, tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, to go back into the workforce and get a job in something that they didn't even go to college for. So most people paid all of this money for absolutely nothing. And imagine what that has to do to somebody's psyche. Imagine what that has to do to someone's mentality. For y'all, like this chair noises. Should I keep doing that? Imagine what that has to do to someone's mentality to just think, "Fuck, I've gone to school for however long I've gone, and I've paid, say, $100,000 to do this, and now I'm out of school, and I'm in all of this debt, and I still can't find a job in the thing that I went to college for." So they end up having to get a server job at a restaurant where they're making good money, but they have all of these people in their lives around them saying, "Well, you went to college for this. Why don't you get a real job? Why don't you get a job in the field that you went to college for?" And it's like, well, guess what? Well, there's no jobs available in that thing that I went to college for and spent all that money for. So that's adding to their, to their experience. And this hypothetical life that I've just created is awful, isn't it? But the unfortunate thing is that hypothetical life is just simply life for a lot of people, a lot of Americans. And that is so sad. I don't know. People should be able to graduate high school and further their education to work in the field that they want to work in without having to sell off a decade of their life after they graduate to pay back, which is just fucking, what kind of life is that? Who wants to live that life? I don't. And I'm sure a lot of people didn't, but weren't given much of a choice in the matter. I mean, Thank you, Diving. Indeed. Like and share. Click that thumbs up button. Share this if you think that anybody else needs to hear any of this nonsense. But think about that, though. What would you do if you literally went for, let's just say, 4 years of your life? For 4 years of your life, you gave to learning how to... I'm going to simplify this as best that I can. Say that you got a student loan to go and get a degree in agriculture or landscaping, and you went to get a degree in landscaping, and let's say that that cost $100,000 in 4 years of college, room and board, all everything included, $100,000, which is honestly a lot cheaper than you would think, because most colleges are more than $25,000 a semester. So like I said, I wasn't talking to you specifically, but the same deal, which I don't know, you could probably use that in your job a bit, but still not on like a grand scale. But well, there you go. 6 years. So either way, just saying, say you're in college for 4 years, and this is $25,000 a year, and that's very cheap for college. So I'm being kind. And then you get out and you go out and you start cutting grass. How many yards are you going to have to cut before you can turn a profit in your company? Because you'll have to be paying back a percentage of your profit into student loans. So however long you'll have to do that job, then you're gonna have to do that job for however long, and then you'll finally get to turn a profit. Now, that is when you graduate college and you go immediately to work in the thing that you went pro in. But say that you went for landscaping and you graduate, and then the next thing you know, the place where you've decided you were going to set up shop, hypothetically, outlaws lawns. Now everything is concrete. Everything is paved. There's no lawns. There's no grass. So now what do you got to do? You're going to say, oh, shit. All right, well, I'm supposed to be doing landscaping, but I guess I'll go over here and work for this concrete company since they're going to be the only jobs that are going to be around here. So now you have spent this $100,000, and you're going to have to work to pay back that $100,000 to do a job that you didn't even prepare to do, that you didn't even want to do. And now you realize that because of the education that you have that isn't even in the thing you're going pro at, that you didn't even really need that to do the thing you're doing. So now you have on your mind, shit, I could have skipped all of that college, all of that debt, and just started doing this thing and making money right off the bat. That's got to fuck with somebody's mentality, man. That's got to fuck with somebody's head. I don't know, man. I'm glad that I made the decision that I made. And my dad was not, my dad, my Aunt Marie, everybody in my family was pretty upset when I decided to not go to college. Because I got accepted to every college I applied to. I got accepted to, except for the University of Alabama, believe it or not. I applied there and did not get accepted to Alabama. I got accepted to Clemson. I got accepted to Carolina. I got accepted to Coastal, East Carolina, Emmanuel College in Franklin Springs, Georgia. I applied to like six different colleges. I got accepted to all of them except for Alabama. But, shit, I wonder if I would have gotten accepted to Alabama if I would have went. I don't know. But everybody was pissed off I didn't go to college. But looking back, I feel like I came out on top by not doing that. Just I didn't have the... I don't have the debt that everybody else has as far as student loans. And I've got debt, but I've accrued it in my life. And it's and these things that I'm indebted for are things that I'm actually going to use. This computer is going to last me at least another 5 years. This mattress that I have is going to last me at least another 15, I'm hoping. Maybe 10. I'm fat. Hopefully I won't be that fat for long, but who am I kidding? I like fucking cheeseburgers. I don't like fucking cheeseburgers. I fucking like cheeseburgers. Hear me right, damn it. I've been talking for 50 minutes about absolutely nothing, I think. I think I'm going to let you guys off the hook and just get out of here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, but you couldn't have known. You know, you couldn't have known. Back in the day, I was making a foolish decision by not going to college. But now, looking back, I think it was a better option for me because I ended up going pro in something that college wouldn't have helped me with. You know, like it would have probably just taken my mind away from what I really wanted to do. It would have robbed my attention. Yeah, that's right. You could know that. And you know what? That's sort of what I want to do here. I want to tell people that there are other options. I have three baby sisters. One of them went to college, and she's got a very good job now that I imagine is something that she went to college for. I don't really know. But she did very well for herself, and she's got a good job now. But I know that she was in a pretty good bit of student debt that I imagine that she's probably not paid back yet. And that maybe I may be completely wrong, but she was very smart, so she could have gotten a lot of scholarship dollars, which I imagine she probably did. Now that I think about it, she graduated sixth in her class, so she was pretty smart. But yeah, like my other two sisters, they didn't go to college or nothing, and I didn't go to college, and I'm not any child that ever asks me anything about college. Their parents are probably not going to like what I'm going to tell them, but I will always tell them the truth. Like, you don't have to do that. You can go out in the world and try to do what you want to do for a little while. You don't have to go to college immediately. If you get out in the world and you realize that it's not going to work for you, then you might can try college after that. Take a year. Yeah, take a year. Take a year and go live your life. Get out there and see something. See the world. See something more than you've seen in your hometown. Get out and go do something. And even if that something is just 100 miles away from your house that you grew up in, get out there and do something. See what life brings you. See if it takes you somewhere you might enjoy being more so than the place that a college degree would make you end up. I don't know. Live, do your own life, and see how that works out first. That's what I would say to the kids. Don't get out there in the world and let somebody else tell you who you are. You figure that out first, and then you get out into the world, and you accept that for how. I mean, you accept that for what it is, but yeah, fuck that. Don't let nobody tell you who you are. You are who you are, and you get out there and show the world that. Like, if they can't deal with that, then fuck them, right? There we go. There's some extra eggs that I didn't get. Guys, I'm gonna go ahead and let you get out of here. The Voices of Misery podcast. I have an episode that the episode in which I was interviewed earlier today will be dropped tomorrow. That is a 3-hour episode. We talked for a long time, and it was a lot of really good content. So Check out that Voices of Misery podcast, anywhere podcasts are available. Download the Voices of Misery, and you'll enjoy it. Also, we got some gigs coming up this weekend. If you guys are in the area, in the Myrtle Beach area, North Myrtle Beach area, tomorrow night, which will technically be tonight, Thursday. Shit. Choking. My throat's too dry. So yes, Thursday night, which will be the 3rd. Thursday, October 3rd, tonight, we will be at Boardwalk Billy's Duo. Me and Smitty will be doing a duo tonight. Boardwalk Billy's in North Myrtle Beach. Tomorrow night, the 4th, we will be in Surfside Beach at Neil and Pam's. It is officially Bike Week here in Myrtle Beach, so these will all be considered Bike Week gigs. Saturday, I have an early gig, and that's the 5th, in Conway at the Live Oak Art and Music Festival, and that is in Conway. That will be around the 1 o'clock hour, and then later Saturday night, me and Smitty will be doing a duo at Fork and Links. That is on 707 there in, I guess, shit, that would be Myrtle Beach, I guess, a Myrtle Beach address, I guess. I don't know what it would be considered. It's not Myrtle's Inlet. It's not Surfside. I don't know. Burgess. Fork and Links. And then on Sunday, we finish that off in Cherry Grove at Moto's, Murphy's on the Ocean. So it's a full weekend for Cornbread. No solo gigs, all Cornbread all weekend, duo and band all weekend. So actually, the solo, I forgot about the Saturday morning thing. That is a solo. So yeah, if you want to check out any of that stuff, it will be posted in between the Cornbread band pages on Facebook and my personal site, or Kelsey Hudgens Music on Facebook, or Yonder Wizard on Instagram. I'll be posting all of those solo gigs and things like that. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and let you guys get on with your life. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Oh, definitely be a good person. But I forgot to tell you, mistuffpodcast.com, screwballwhiskey.com, screwballwhiskey tomorrow. Stories begin right here. Follow me on Instagram at yonderwizard, Twitter at Kelsey Hudgens, Facebook at Kelsey Hudgens. If you want to follow the podcast, at MIStuffPodcast on all of the platforms, add the number 1 for Twitter. And MIStuffPodcast.com, please click subscribe on the YouTube page. Please follow on Apple Podcasts, subscribe on Apple or Spotify or Podomatic, wherever podcasts are available, CastBox, wherever you get your podcasts from, iHeartRadio now. Please go and follow and subscribe and rate and review the podcast if you don't mind. That would really help a lot if you do that. So I would certainly appreciate it. Anyway, yeah, that's all I got for you. Be good people. In a world full of shitty people, don't be one of those people. Be a good person. Peace.